This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Clay Clark explains the truth about the Let's Go Brandon chant at his Reawaken America event at John Hagee's San Antonio Church. That interview right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Well, with me on Charisma News right now is the Clay Clark of the Thrive Time Show and the Reawaken America Tour. He does a lot of these with General Michael Flynn. And it is great to be able to have you on the Charisma News podcast to find out what is happening in your side of the world and how you're seeing things, because you're bringing a lot of hope and encouragement to people that they can actually make a difference in this crazy world that we live in right now. So, Clay, thanks for being here.
Brother, I really appreciate you for allowing me to be here. And what I hope to do on today's interview is educate people about that which is occurring and to answer any questions that you have. So I'm ready.
Yeah, well, first off, with these Reawaken America tours, you're getting called all kinds of interesting names from the left, definitely. And now we're getting some pushback from people that are religious because of something that just happened recently. And we'll talk about other things, but I want to address this first. In San Antonio, which was a very recent Reawaken tour, it was hosted in a church, in a church building, not on a Sunday morning, but this chant of "Let's go, Brandon." Went out, and so you're getting some pushback from that,
well,
I'm hearing.
Let's talk about this real quick.
Yes,
I'll make sure
please.
We get this idea, okay?
Yeah.
And I have 5 points, and I'm not diverting. I just want to be very, very clear. Point one, let's talk about a great church. Cornerstone Church, first class, wonderful people. Love Hagee. Everything he said about the event, everything he said, I have no issues with him. I appreciate the Hagee family, the ministry. I appreciate them allowing us to, what I would call, rent the facility. So they're not a partner. I appreciate them for allowing us to rent the facility. Second idea, there's a guy by the name of Klaus Schwab, okay? And a lot of people out there don't know who Klaus Schwab is, all right? Klaus Schwab is the guy who wrote the book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. I know this is audio only, but I'm holding it up. It's called COVID-19, The Great Reset, which everybody can find on Amazon.com. It's called COVID-19, The Great Reset. That's the name of the book. The founder of the World Economic Forum is the one who wrote the book. And the founder, so the founder's sitting down. Klaus Schwab is sitting down, point three. He's sitting down with Charlie Rose, having an interview kind of like this, except Charlie Rose isn't a Christian, and Klaus Schwab is a globalist. And so Charlie Rose asks him the question. So like you're asking me about Let's Go Brandon, he says to him, he says, "Hey, Klaus, what is the Great Reset? Could you please explain to me, you know, what is COVID-19, the Great Reset? You know, your book here, COVID-19, the Great Reset. At the end of the day, what's it about?" Now, listen to this real quick. Listen.
The difference of this first industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
You play it back with less hiss. Here we go.
The difference of this first industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
Right.
Just as an example, it's you who are changed.
Yeah. So what he's saying is he said the fourth industrial revolution. I'm trying to impersonate my Klaus Schwab, but he says, "Well, the difference of the fourth industrial revolution is it's not so much changing what you do for a living, as it changes you through gene editing. It's you who are changing." So let's talk about it again. So Hagee Ministry, thank you for letting us host the event there. Again, they rented us the facility. Thank you. Second, the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, what this is all about, lockdowns, quarantines, curfews, forced vaccinations. It's all about the Great Reset, COVID-19, which is the idea of transhumanism. It's gene editing. That's what the COVID-19 shot. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the button that says what's inside the COVID-19 vaccines, you can see Moderna has disclosed in their patent there is RNA-modifying nanotechnology called luciferase. So five big ideas. Big idea number one, Hagee Ministries. Thank you for allowing us to rent your facility. Two, Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset. Boom. Point three, how is this possible? Like, how is it possible that we, some of us are saying, how is it possible this is all happening? How is this happening right now? People feel like they're in a Twilight Zone episode. How is this happening? It's happening based upon three components working together. It's fake. Oh, here we go. It's medical fraud, election fraud, and religious fraud. Oh, no. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the button that says the truth about renting religious leaders, I'm going to give people facts that are all verified. Nobody can deny they exist and are true. You just click on the button on timetofreeamerica.com that says the truth about renting religious leaders. And this is a fact. So Rick Warren is doing an interview, and they ask Rick, they say, Rick, what are your thoughts about Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum? And what are your thoughts about that? What are your thoughts about Francis Collins, you know, the guy who did the gain-of-function research that actually made the coronavirus? What are your thoughts on Francis Collins and the World Economic Forum? And this is what Rick Warren said when asked his thoughts about the World Economic Forum, again, which is calling for transhumanism, and Francis Collins. This is not me. This is Rick Warren responding.
Forum. I'm here at Davos. Let me say a personal word about Dr. Francis Collins. We have been friends, he and I have been friends for many, many years. I think we first met years ago when we were both speaking at the Davos World Economic Forum.
I'm here at Davos with a lot of my friends, and we're talking about...
Now, Davos, the World Economic Forum, is filled with godless globalists who want to do a transhumanism agenda. So we'll let Rick Warren comment on why Rick Warren's endorsing the World Economic Forum. The next is T.D. Jakes, who I used to listen to all the time. T.D. Jakes is touring around on Zoom calls with Dr. Fauci pushing the RNA-modifying nanotechnology COVID-19 vaccines. The Vatican just hosted a transhumanism meeting of the minds. They literally hosted a meeting about how to become human 2.0. So, point one, thank you for the church for hosting for allowing us to rent the facility. Point two, the Great Reset's what it's all about. Point three, how's this made possible? Election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud. Point four, mainstream media. The mainstream media lies all the time. So I just wrote down a few examples for today's show. The U.S. media currently is telling us that the inflation rate is under control. The Biden administration is saying inflation rate's under control. We shouldn't be super worried. However, then the actual inflation rate right now, even after a suppressed, heavily manipulated number, just hit a 31-year high with a 6.2% inflation rate for the past 30 days. Another example, the media says trust the COVID-19 vaccines. They're 100% safe and effective. Even religious leaders say, take the COVID-19 vaccines. They're 100% religious and effective. So, and yet the vaccines contain RNA-modifying nanotechnology called graphene oxide. The media says the CDC, we should trust them. However, if everybody Google searches right now CDC Green Zone, the CDC is calling for the implementation of Nazi-style quarantine camps. Wow. The media says that we should trust the PCR tests. The inventor of the PCR test has said, Kerry Mullis, that his tests should never be used and the way Fauci is using them, and that Dr. Fauci is a pathological, nefarious liar. That's the inventor of the COVID-19 PCR test. The media says the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die, those models should be trusted. We now know that Bill Gates funded the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute to make models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die, and those are false. The media says hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, and ivermectin are not effective. And we now know that the hydroxychloroquine, budesonide is 100% effective. So this is how I look at it. A group of people go to a NASCAR event, and if you've ever been to a NASCAR event, it goes like this.
Yeah.
Everyone's turning left, and then the guy next to you is going, come on, man, come on, man. And then people are like, you guys want to get another beer? You guys want a soft pretzel? And there's just that. And so the crowd is silenced by the media. The media will not allow people to talk about transhumanism agenda, the Great Reset, lockdowns, quarantines, curfews, or election fraud, medical fraud. They can't talk about it. So the media is interviewing this guy named Brandon, and they say, Brandon, you just won this race. How are you? And Brandon's going, it's amazing. I'm so excited. I dreamed of this moment. Yes. And then the crowd starts chanting, clearly not, let's go, Brandon.
Correct. Yes.
But yet the media comes out and says, it sounds like the crowd, Brandon, they're all chanting, let's go, Brandon. How do you feel? And the crowd gets even louder, and they're like, what? So they continue, clearly not stating, let's go, Brandon. So so now that the conservatives have recognized that whatever you say that is true, the media will corrupt. So whatever the media will always say the opposite of what is true. So now Christians, conservatives, libertarians are now saying, you know what? If you're saying that we were saying, let's go, Brandon, we're just going to go with it. So they made a song that became the number one song in America, then another song that hit the top five. And then at my events, I bet you 15% of the people showed up wearing a Let's Go Brandon shirt. And by the way, not selling a Let's Go Brandon shirt. It's nowhere on my shopping cart. I'm not selling it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm at the event, and this is what's going on. I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce our next speaker. You know, and I introduce, you know, Pastor Craig Hagin or Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller or Pastor Greg Locke, or it doesn't matter who I introduce. So, you know, Mickey Willis, Judy Mikovits. And there's this in the crowd, you can hear a Let's Go Brandon. Let's go. And it's like a constant. So I take the mic out and I go. And they're going, let's go, Brent. And they're no one's cursing. Yeah. No one's dropping F-bombs. But they're trying to demonstrate they are protesting against the media lying. So to me, the phrase, let's go, Brandon, showcases the peak of the media hypocrisy and the outright lying to the American people. That's what that phrase means to me. That's why Ron DeSantis just hosted a press conference in Brandon, Florida. That's why congressmen are ending their – I mean, many people in elected office are now ending their talks by saying, let's go, Brandon. It's become an anthem of we want the truth to get out. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's going on. But, again, I'm really appreciative to Hagee Ministries for allowing us to rent the facility. But the relationship that Hagee Ministries and I have would be like the relationship that a young couple has with the wedding venue. They rent the venue. The venue says, hey, you can have your wedding here. And you know what? Every wedding, there's always a drunk uncle, right? Everybody has a great wedding party, and there's the drunk uncle. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. You always have that drunk uncle who shows up at 3 p.m. ready to go. He's ready to go. And the venue doesn't endorse the drunk uncle. The venue doesn't approve of the drunk uncle. The venue just says, this is the venue. And so I could say, I'm not saying that a crowd of people chanting, let's go, Brandon, are drunk uncles. All I can say is that Hagee Ministry, no way, shape, or form, encouraged, endorsed, pushed anything I said or didn't say, nor did they edit anything I said or didn't say.
Thank you for addressing that, because I know that there's been I've seen things, you know, people are upset, but I think media is using it as to conflate what's actually happening too. And you addressed it very well, that you rented the facility.
Yeah,
you had an agreement with them. It was, and I think the whole wedding venue thing is probably the best analogy to help people.
And
kind
if you
of
could, and just telling
is.
You, anybody out there who's listening right now, because I know your show has a lot of influence and is gaining traction. Mm-hmm. Any media members? I mean, this was so interesting, but you know, people might not know this, but 4 months ago, please take what I'm saying and then just go to Rumble.com and look yourself. I look it up yourself. But I go to Rumble.com one day where we put out a lot of our content, and someone calls me in my office and says, are you Illuminati? And I go, am I Illuminati? And they go, I think you might be Illuminati. I'm going, what's that again now? Well, it turns out an organization by the name of True News ran a story, and they ran a story saying that I was pushing – the RNA that I was pushing the Luciferian Illuminati agenda. And I'm like, I definitely know me. I know I have five kids, an incredible wife. I literally spend my entire day in this office. I mean, I probably do more interviews than anybody. I think I do on average day 4 to 5 interviews a day.
Wow.
I'm in a glass box. That's heavily, I mean, it's very transparent here. So I don't know where that Illuminati, and they're going, no, you, and so people are texting me, they're sending me from Telegram, they're emailing me, going, Facebooking me, saying, I heard you're part of the Illuminati. And I'm going, what? Turns out a group called True News ran a story about me and never even asked. And what it was all about was it was about a book cover, and I'll show it to you. My nickname is Claytron, and this was a photo that was taken of me about 10 years ago. And my nickname is Claytron because I typically don't take breaks, and I'm very diligent, very fastidious on details. So people at the conferences, they say, how do you possibly – I'm the first one at every Reawaken America tour. I like to greet every person in line. So people are like,
wow,
dude, you greeted 4,000 people, then you emceed on your feet from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. How do you do that? And I go, well, you know, the Holy Spirit has equipped me to do it. But my nickname in the office has always been Claytron. So years ago, one of my graphic designers, he loves the movie Terminator, and he said, wouldn't that be funny if I kind of made you look like Terminator on the cover? And I thought, okay. And I wasn't thinking about Illuminati or Deep State or whatever, and then somebody ran with that cover, and he's like, look, he's Illuminati. So all I could say And then also Jim Caviezel. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy, spirit-filled Christian. He obviously played Jesus in the movie The Passion of the Christ. And I reached out to Jim, and I said, Jim, hey, could you come speak at the Reawaken America Tour? He says, sure. Jim got up there and started talking about child trafficking. And, you know, CNN ran us through the gauntlet for that. Early on, if you can even believe it, I wrote a book in January of 2020 called Fear Unmasked. This book got banned from Amazon and was labeled as hate speech.
You wrote that in 2020 before the
I wrote pandemic? It right as Wuhan was encountering.
Wow.
And I wrote this. I put it out, and it really just explains the models are false. The PCR tests are false. It's treatable because it's on the NIH website. So the actual day that it came, let me see here, the publication day. My literary agent, Esther Fedorkevich, she represents Tim Tebow and Jensen Franklin and myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here you go. So it's copyright 2020, but I wrote it in January of 2020. I think it came out like, you know, February or something, March. Mm-hmm. But it got banned for hate speech. I mean, and it literally, I mean, if you look at the table of contents in this, let me just read it to you. It's kind of funny. So it gets labeled as hate speech, and it's The Boy Who Cried Wolf, I'm talking about Neil Ferguson, Fear Unchecked by Facts, Who is Actually at Risk, Is the Pandemic Truly Unprecedented, A Reason for Hope, The Winners and Losers of the Shutdown, A Curse Worse than the Problem, or A Cure Worse than the Problem, When It Became Unethical to Go to Work, The Root of the mm-hmm. Problem, and The Cure for Fear. It's all right here. And then everything in the book is all cited. Everything is cited. And my literary agent, she calls me and she says, your book just got banned for hate speech. So, again, we're talking January of 2020, March. I'm dealing with, like, hate speech allegations. Then we do the first event. CNN says in April, this guy's a QAnon conspiracy theory movement. Then my whiteboard, if you type in Clay Clark whiteboard, right. The media said that my whiteboard is the center of the QAnon conspiracy movement. And then, this will be clarify this, too. General Flynn, I went backstage. I said, General Flynn, Sean Foyt is about ready to come up there and do praise and worship. And General Flynn, I don't think really knew who Sean Foyt was, but Sean Foyt is the praise and worship leader endorsed by President Donald J. Trump, okay? Mm-hmm. So I went up to Flynn. I said, hey, Flynn, Sean's going to come perform the praise and worship. I know you're really big and giving people Flynn was super irritated that people were not allowed to go out in worship this year. It made him crazy that you couldn't sing out loud. So I said, is that possible, sir? Did you want to say anything to the crowd? You know, he goes, oh, yeah. Oh, you Clay, remember, we're one nation under God. So he goes out there and starts talking about how we're one nation under God. And this is the kind of stuff. This is behind the scenes. You know, this is General Flynn and Mike Lindell behind the scenes. You know, there's a lot of neat stuff going on behind the scenes. And this is, you know, Flynn in Tampa. He's just a great guy. And I said, hey, Sean Foyt's coming out there. And he's going to be doing – he's the guy who was doing the praise and worship events during the lockdown. Do you want to say a word? He goes, absolutely. Because he's a big one nation under God guy. So he gets up there and he says, hey, folks, we got to go back to our principles. We are one nation under God. We got to quit all this religious divisiveness. And, you know, I'm sure that if you look at it, you get the spirit of it. But then next thing you know, people are like, he's calling for one world religion. You know, and so I talked to Flynn on Monday and I said, what are your thoughts? He says, well, if I got the whole world to contemplate the relationship with God for a week, that was good.
We definitely want to get people thinking. And, you know, you're doing a great job of that. One thing that I saw in the news recently, just yesterday, is that the FDA is not going to release information about the Pfizer COVID vaccine trials for another 55 years.
Yeah, you got to wait 55 years until it's safe and effective. That's the key. Nothing screams sincerity like waiting 50 years. 55.
Yeah, that's and you know this should be you know if they're going to be truly open and honest about this, it should be an open source. Like people can see this is what's going on right now. Nothing should be hidden. Especially if they're mandating it. And that's one of the things I want to talk about briefly.
Yeah, go for it.
I know we don't have a lot of time. Sure, it's about these mandates and what can people do to withstand that. I live in Florida, and so it's a great thing, but the rest of the country doesn't
I've got a ton of solutions. I've got nothing but optimism and solutions right now for you, okay? So for step number one, folks, I encourage everybody to get right with Jesus. Okay, first off, let's really dial in on that for a second. Let's just make sure if I get abducted by an alien, if you reflect on this show and say, this was perhaps the worst show that this man has ever done. I love this show, but I hated Clay Clark's performance on the show. I didn't like it. That's fine. The one thing I want you to get out of this, though, is that you have to get right with God. I have to get right with God. And as I was reading Exodus today, I'm going, I don't know that I'm observing the Sabbath the way that God wanted to. Mm. In fact, I feel more convicted. So I had a conversation last night with my wife about the Sabbath. And again, just getting in the Word of God, We got to get in the Word of God, and therefore that becomes our compass. You know, people talk about a compass should point north. Your God compass should always point. This is what God would do here. So we need to get in the Word of God. If you're listening right now, you need to repent and just say, "Dear Jesus, I'm sorry that I fell short, that I've got excited about Babylonian things the world has to offer. I've listened to godless music and pagan movies, and I've wanted to work all the time, 7 days a week, so I could go to the godless Disney World to celebrate the Babylonian bogusness. Or, hey, I apologize that I've been a bad husband or a bad dad or whatever." And then immediately just repent and say, "Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Please forgive me. Be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you." You know, we got to do that, okay? It's very important. So we got to do that. Then the second thing we got to do on a practical level is we have to occupy until he comes back. And someone says, "I don't. When's he coming back?" Matthew chapter 24. Everyone, just read Matthew chapter 24. You'll feel very encouraged. Matthew chapter 24, King James Version. The disciples are sitting with Jesus saying, "Jesus, how do we know you're coming back?" And he says, "Well, what do you mean?" They said, "How do you know when we're, how do I know the signs that you're coming back? When are you coming back?" And he says, "Okay." And he breaks down all the stuff that has to happen. That's Matthew chapter 24. And if you say, "Well, what's it going to be like when he comes back?" Open up to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 through 4. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. And it says here, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first." Fake church? Did we not just talk about fake church? What? The Vatican's hosting a transhumanism meeting of the minds? Right. "And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Hey now. Okay. So now on the practical level, now that we're here, we got to occupy. What do we do? Go to timetofreeamerica.com. You go to timetofreeamerica.com. And if you're looking for jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines, I just had a very close, a long-term employee just came to me this morning and said her husband's going to lose his job, so I'm helping him find a job today. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, do you know that I have thousands of jobs posted there for free of Christian employers that want to hire people that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines? And every day more people join that. So if you're out there today and you're saying, "I want to find a job that doesn't require the COVID-19 vaccines," just go to timetofreeamerica.com and register right there, and then you can find jobs that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines. If you're an employer and you're hiring and don't require the COVID-19 vaccines, click there. Next tool, if you say, "I want to find the 100% effective COVID-19 treatments and therapies like budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I do not want to die from COVID-19. I want to take budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine." Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. It's all right there for you. It costs me thousands of dollars a month to host it, and I don't make you just subscribe to anything, but every day we update this bad boy. And if you click on the button that says "Proven COVID-19 Therapies and Treatments," we've stitched together a network through the Reawaken America Tour of doctors in all 50 states willing to treat you if you have COVID-19. Dr. Zelenko, my friend, just texted me this morning. He's treated 7,000 patients with 3 deaths. Dr. Meehan's treated 3,400 patients with 0 deaths. Dr. Sherwood has treated 9,000 patients with 0 deaths. Okay, next action step. If you're out there saying, "I want to wake my friends up and family. I want to wake my friends and family up." Well, the documentary team that shot the only documentary authorized by President Donald J. Trump to come into the White House and to film, the documentary team, it's called Spiro Pictures. Sparrow Pictures, S-P-E-R-O, Sparrow Pictures. They shot the movie called The Trump I Know. It's the only documentary that Trump allowed. Think about that. The only documentary that Trump allowed into the White House, and it features Laura Trump and President Trump and Don Jr. They are filming the Reawaken America tour. And so my wife and I are financing it because I wanted to make sure it doesn't become a hit piece. You know, so we spent roughly $1 million putting this thing together, and it just came out on the 15th of November. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, so far we've had thousands of people watch it, and I'm getting top level Hollywood producer people. I said, "Please watch it. I love your feedback." And people are telling me, it's like the Braveheart of documentaries. It woke them up. So I would encourage you to get out to that. The final two items here. If you're looking for a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption, you can go to jacksonlawmeyer.com, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Lawmeyer, L-A-H-M-E-Y-E-R.com, jacksonlawmeyer.com, Jackson and L-A-H-M-E-Y-E-R.com. He signed over 40,000 COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions. And if you want to join the Reawaken America tour right now, this is hot stuff here. We have 4 tickets remaining for Dallas, Texas on December 9th, 10th, and 11th. And it is going to be so hot, you might burn your retina. Your cornea may be injured as a result of just, sear your eyeballs. It's going to blow your mind. Sean Foyt's leading praise and worship. General Flynn is in. He'll be there. Mike Lindell, Dr. Tenpenny. I mean, the lineup is crazy. We've had Lynn Wood. We've had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We've had Simone Gold. We've had, I mean, just whoever you can think of on Team Love America, Pastor Greg Locke, they're all going to be there. TimeToFreeAmerica.com, Dr. Judy Mikovits. The energy is next level. TimeToFreeAmerica.com. If you can't get a ticket for that, I get it. January, we're going to Arizona. January 14th and 15th, we have a total right now of 41% of the tickets left on my little ticker here. 41% of the tickets left. That's for Arizona. It's the largest church in Arizona called Dream City Church. It's going to be Phoenix, Arizona, January 14th and 15th. Then we're going to Oregon. Hey, people say, wow, no one ever comes to Oregon. That's true, but we're coming to Oregon. April 1st and 2nd, and you might say, what is your strategy for going to these events? What do you do? General Flynn literally tells me, Clay, I want to go to Oregon. I go, you want to go to Oregon? He goes, yeah. So then I go. So the way it works is Jesus is king. Trump is the president. General Flynn is my general. My wife is my boss. That's how I look at it. And somebody out there says, I don't agree with that. That's fine. I'm just saying if President Trump ever says something that conflicts with the word of God called the Bible, I go with the Bible. If General Flynn ever says something that conflicts with the Bible, I go with the Bible. And that's how it needs to be. We need to stop putting these conservative voices that are fighting back in the position of God. We need to stop saying, oh, wow, what they said is the gospel truth, and just know that we only have certain inalienable God-given rights as a result of God. And so we all got to return to God. So the only recipe I have to save this nation is for everyone to have salvation, because people that fear the Lord have wisdom. So homework today, folks, go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com. You'll find all the solutions there. Get a ticket to the Reawaken America Tour. We'd love it if you check out the documentary. The documentary, people keep telling me it gave them goosebumps. So I encourage you to check it out. It's like the Braveheart of documentaries, TimeToFreeAmerica.com. You click on the Shop Now button, and you can see the Reawakening series right there. It's next level.
Well, Clay, every time that we have a chance to hear from you, there is so much information. I was taking notes as we were talking just so that I could look up all these things that you were saying, and we'll be making sure that we put these in the show notes so that people can get to the TimeToFreeAmerica.com just by clicking at it. But make sure that you can get to what is happening with the Reawaken America Tour. If it's near you, get there, because you're going to get some uncensored opinions and uncensored news of what's really going on.
You can actually see, like right now, if you go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com and you click on the button that says what's inside the COVID-19 vaccines, we've actually dug through the Moderna website, the Pfizer website, the Johnson & Johnson. All the patents are right there. I mean, so you can just read these alarming PDFs if you want to see what the 100% effective treatments are. If you want to learn about election fraud, I've got the Maricopa results there. If you're saying, you know, I just want to buy a bunch of Reawaken gear for the holidays and shove it in the face of my family that's Marxist, communist, that's not really the strategy, because we got to share the truth with love. And I recognize it is tough to do when you have a group of people that are attacking you. And today, as I'm receiving some attacks from Fox and CNN, I can just tell you, Matthew 5:10-11, with no stress in my voice. So I mean this, it's like I'm Bob Ross today, folks. Happy trees. This is what I would tell you. Matthew 5:10-11 says, blessed are ye who are persecuted for his righteousness' sake, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. So as I take hate that comes in, little arrows, fiery darts, it actually doesn't bother me at all. It's like a BB getting shot at a battleship. Bing, bing, bing. And all I know is that I'm going to hopefully get my reward in heaven. I'm not looking for a reward down here on earth, and I just am honored that Kim Clement's prophecy referenced me, and that so many prophets all across America, I mean, pastors and prophets and people that I've never even met, are calling me saying, I had a dream about you, and God showed me this for you. And I'm going, who are you? And then they say, could you bring it to my city? And I call General Flynn, and he says, yeah, let's go. And it's an act of God. It's not about me. It's not even about we. It's all about he. It's all about Jesus. And so please know, folks, if you get to know me too well, you'll be very disappointed. I can just say I'm a modern man bear pig. But thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being on the Charisma News Podcast.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.